are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome to The Encouragers with Minister Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, bringing words of encouragement for everyday life.
Our Father, who art in heaven, maker and creator of the entire universe, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I do thank you for this opportunity to speak on the radio. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is how to avoid the idolatry of self-reliance. My text is Jeremiah 17:7-8, which states, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." Blessed, filled with God's divine benefits, whose trust is the Lord. Only trust in God motivates confident obedience in times of crisis. Those that trust to their own righteousness and strength, and think they can do well enough without the merit and grace of Christ, thus make flesh their arm, and their souls cannot prosper in the graces or comforts, neither can produce the fruits of acceptable services to God, nor reap the fruits of saving blessings from Him. They dwell in a dry land. Concerning the abundant satisfaction which those have and will have who make God their confidence, who live by faith in His providence and promise, who refer themselves to Him and His guidance at all times, and rest themselves in Him and His love in the most unquiet times. The duty required of us to trust in the Lord, to do our duty to Him, and then depend upon Him to bear us out in doing it. When creatures and second causes either deceive or threaten us, either are false to us or fear against us, to commit ourselves to God is all sufficient, both to fill up the place of those who fail us and to protect us from those who set upon us. Difficulties can often protect us from the idolatry of self-reliance. It is to make the Lord our hope, His favor the good we hope for, and His power the strength we hope in. Tree planted by water, saddled with resources, no matter what happens. The comfort that attends the doing of this duty. He that does so shall be as a tree planted by the waters, a choice tree about which great care has been taken to set it in the best soil, so far from being like the heath in the wilderness. He shall be like a tree that spreads out its roots and therefore is firmly fixed, spreads them out by the rivers, whence he draws abundance of sap, which denotes both the establishment and the comfort which those who have made God their hope. They are easy, they are pleasant, and enjoy a continual security and serenity of mind. A tree thus planted, thus watered, shall not see when heat comes, shall not sustain any damage for the most scorching heats of summer. It is so well moistened from its roots that it shall be sufficiently guarded against drought. Those that make God their hope, they shall flourish in credit and comfort, like a tree that is always green, whose leaf does not wither. They shall be cheerful to themselves and beautiful in the eyes of others. Those of thus give honor to God by giving Him credit and put honor upon Him, and make Him the ornament and delight of the places where they live, as green trees are. They shall be fixed in an inward peace and satisfaction. They shall not be careful in a year of drought, when there is want of rain. For as the tree has seed in itself, so it has its moisture. Those who make God their hope have enough in them to make up for the want of all creature comforts. We need not be concerned about the breaking of a cistern as long as we have the fountain. They shall be fruitful in holiness and in all good works. Those who trust in God and by faith derive strength and grace from Him shall not cease from yielding fruit. They shall still be enabled to do that which will overflow to the glory of God, the benefit of others, and their own account. When you are proud, you may tend to be self-reliant. 1 Peter 5:5-7 speaks about humility. It states thus, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yes, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. All of you, Christians as well as non-believers, are self-oriented by nature and therefore need to relate with humility toward one another." Peter reminds his readers that God is against the proud, but will lavish His favor upon those who are humble. These duties of submission to superiors in age or office and subjection to one another, being contrary to the proud nature and selfish interests of men, He advises them to be clothed with humility. Let your minds, behavior, appearance, and whole frame be adorned with humility as the most beautiful habit you can wear. This will render obedience and duty easy and pleasant. But it will be disobedient. But if you be disobedient and proud, God will set Himself to oppose and crush you, for He resisteth the proud, when He giveth grace to the humble. In their suffering, God's people are to give themselves entirely to Him, submitting to His wise ordering of their lives. Those who suffer can be confident that the day of humiliation will not last forever. Whether later in this earthly life or on the last day, God will exalt His people at the proper time. Humility is the great preserver of peace and order in all Christian churches and societies. Consequently, pride is the great disturber of them and the cause of most dissensions and broken relations in the church. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Since God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble, therefore humble yourselves, not only one to another, but to the great God, whose judgments are coming upon the world and must begin at the house of God. His hand is almighty and can easily pull you down if you be proud, or exalt you if you be humble. And it will certainly do it, either in this life, if it sees it best for you, or in the day of general retribution. Worry is a form of pride, because it includes taking concerns upon oneself instead of entrusting them to God. Believers can trust God, because as their Father, He cares for them. The best of Christians are likely to labor under the burden of anxious and excessive care. The apostle calls it all your care to make known that the cares of Christians are various and of more sorts than one. Personal care, family cares, care for the present, cares for the future, cares for themselves, for others, and for the church. The cares even of good people are very burdensome and too often very sinful. When they arise from unbelief and distrust, when they torture and distract the mind, unfitted for the duties of our place, and hinder our delightful service of God, they are very criminal. The best remedy against immoderate care is to cast our care upon God and resign every event to His wise and gracious determination. A firm belief of the righteousness of the divine will and counsels calms the spirit of man. God can work through us if we are obedient to him. We should cease from worry, saying, "The will of the Lord be done." Because God loves us so much, he sent his son to be crucified on a cross for our sins. Therefore, let us trust in God at all times and not rely upon ourselves, because God cares for us. In the month of February is Valentine's Day. The greatest love for mankind is found in the Bible, in John 3:16, where Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. There is the saving power of the Holy Spirit. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of a living God, and are willing to confess your sins to God and ask for forgiveness, God will forgive you. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is God Loves You. When my son was a teenager, God used him to save a young boy from drowning while whitewater rafting along the Nantahala River. When asked by a reporter how he was able to save the young boy, my son replied, "It was the hand of God." That's the good news of God's love. It reaches out to save us when we are drowning, not from water, but from our sin. From Genesis to Revelation, the story of humanity's lowest depth and God's highest height can be expressed in the 25 beautiful words of John 3:16, which declares, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This great verse portrays God's nature as a God who loves deeply, and it shows God's rescue plan for mankind through the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. Let's take a closer look at this great verse. God, the greatest lover, so loved the greatest degree, the world, the greatest company, that he gave the greatest act, his only begotten Son, the greatest gift, that whosoever, the greatest opportunity, believeth, the greatest simplicity, in him, the greatest attraction, should not perish, the greatest promise, but the greatest difference, have the greatest certainty, everlasting life, the greatest possession. God loves you more in 1 second than anyone could love you in a lifetime. But are your feelings or circumstances blocking you from accepting God's love? It doesn't matter if you are young or old, rich or poor, educated or illiterate, tall or short, big or small, single or married, straight or gay, sophisticated or ordinary, black or white, or anyone in between, God still loves you. Remember, we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. Yet, be encouraged, because God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey his word, and know that God is love and God loves you.
You have been listening to Ministers Barbara Coleman and David Michael, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope we said something that was encouraging.